everybody. You're listening to the Ride Life Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk all about mountain biking for the ladies. More specifically, about your health, how to ride better, and be stronger. I'm your host, Liz. I'm an active mountain biker and doctor of physical therapy. I'm also owner of The Ride Life. It's a small company providing online fitness for women mountain bikers. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, podcasters. Hello, mountain biking ladies. Man, it's been a hot minute since I've been on here. Today, we're going to be talking about endurance. How riding slower actually helps you to gain and go faster on the trail. This is great to focus in on this for your winter training and to incorporate now on your trainer or out on the trails if you can access to them, if you have access to them right now. Let's pop into it and check out how slow makes you go fast. Have you ever heard of that you want to build up your base, your aerobic conditioning zone? Have you ever heard of why that's actually important? So let's go over in this video why it's important to go slow, to go fast. And so as you breach into your anaerobic zone, you know, I only have a limited lifespan here. I only have limited energy sources to power me here. And so for mountain biking specifically, we want to build up a lot of your aerobic zone so you can hang out and you can ride for extended periods of time. The kind of differentiating factor is, are you working hard or are you working shy of hard and below? That kind of hard intensity is a rate of perceived exertion. That's kind of your dividing line between your anaerobic zone and your aerobic zone. Again, your aerobic zone is where you have a long lifespan, not a battery. You're plugged into the wall. Your anaerobic zone is where you have a limited battery source. And so as we think about improving your endurance, improving your ability to go for longer periods of time, it makes more sense that we want to build up our aerobic zone. Now I hear what you're saying. Well, Liz, I can't just stay below hard. I can't stay in that effort. Every time I climb up a hill, I immediately go and use my battery. That happens, especially whenever we are lacking fitness, when we're lacking endurance. What happens when you build up your aerobic zone is that limit where you're switching over starts to get pushed. And so you can go more and more harder efforts, more and more harder, steeper terrain without actually breaching into where you say this is hard. All of a sudden you're riding faster and not thinking, oh my gosh, I'm about to keel over, my breath is so, I'm losing my breath so much. I can't just go, my legs are just tired. All of those instances start to get pushed back and you start to gain more speed. Or you actually can crest that hill. You can get up to the top of it without having to stop. You're like, oh, I made it. Also, your ability to recover from your aerobic push, your anaerobic pushes, that comes into a play of how your aerobic base is. Are you used to recovering? How are you doing with your recovery process as you're going through your ride? So building up your aerobic ability, your base, is so important. And this winter time that you're in right now, it's perfect time to work on that. One of the best ways that I like to work on this aerobic base, because I don't like spending just hours and hours, especially on the trainer in, or going out for hours and hours and doing easy rides, is I like to ride in what's called my sweet spot. That's where you are pushing just shy of hard. You're not quite crusted into that heavier breathing, but you know that you're working. That's where you stay. The key is to stay there for a total time in your ride, more and more and more as you go. And so you can start off by doing 5 minutes in your sweet spot, take a 2 minute break. 5 minutes in your sweet spot, take a 2 minute break. And do this about 3 or 4 times, that works up your total time. So if you did 4 intervals of that, your total time in your sweet spot would be 20 minutes. That's great. Think about this for on the trail of when you're pushing and then you can rest, and when you're pushing and you can rest. It's great for that longevity. Now, as you're getting more used to this, as you're getting more comfortable with this, now bump it up a little bit. Instead of doing 4 intervals at 5, do 3 intervals at like 8. And so now you're doing a longer stint in that sweet spot. You're getting a total time of 8 times 3, 21. And that makes you
a little bit longer into that sweet spot. Or then you can bump up to 5 intervals at 5 minutes apiece. And so now you're doing 25 minutes total time in your sweet spot, but you're bumping it back down to a shorter time in there before you get a rest break. All of this builds up your aerobic zone. All of it builds up your ability to handle those longer times in the trail. You're building up your longer lasting energy sources. So then whenever you do need to make those pushes, you do need to make those technical routes, the more of that punchy climb, you can now go into your anaerobic zone, use some of that battery, and then come back down to your aerobic zone directly afterwards. And so it's not that you're climbing that road climb or that easier section of the trail that has a little bit more grade, and then you have to go into your push, and you're already using your battery for the first part of that climb, so then you don't have it for when you're actually going to use that technical climbing section. We want to make sure that you have that battery. Also, the more that you branch into using this battery in the trail, it goes down and only can recover so much. And so know that we want to build that aerobic zone. We want to make you go slower. We want to calm your body as you're riding, so you're not using your battery source. You're building up that zone. And going slower can really help you with being able to go faster, because as you go slower, you'll slowly build that base up. I hope this was super helpful for you. If you are interested in more, hit the subscribe button, hit the like. Tell me in the comments down below if this was interesting, you learned something from it. I'd love to hear that. Also, if you're listening via podcast, thanks so much for listening, and I hope this was super helpful.
Well, that wraps up another episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please subscribe and also check out the Mountain Biking Ladies Facebook group. Hope you have a wonderful day.